You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the Brian Buckley Band and their new release, Hysterical Blindness. Stick around for more. In the summer we saved each other. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, we're giving it up for the Brian Buckley Band, who've just released their brand new CD, Hysterical Blindness. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Brian Buckley of the Brian Buckley Band, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their CD, Hysterical Blindness, here is the Brian Buckley Band with As If.
Yeah!
From their CD Hysterical Blindness, that was the Brian Buckley Band with As If. Visit the band at their official website, www.brianbuckleyband.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Brian Buckley of the Brian Buckley Band, and here's how the interview went.
It's a great CD, and now that it's out there for everybody to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
You know, I feel very good about it. I am up and down about it constantly. I think most musicians, most artists are in general. You know, you have moments where you're just dying for people to hear it, and other moments where, you know, you're pretty positive you have a very ugly baby and you don't want anybody to see it. And you know, great words of advice from my father came with gotta let the kid go to college eventually, which we did, because I think I could probably spend the rest of my life working on any one particular song. So it's nice to have the band there to kind of ease me out of it and go, hey, listen, people need to hear this. So it takes time, but it's well worth it.
And who did you all work with in terms of production for the CD?
Actually, a producer and engineer that I've known for quite some time, his name is Christopher Test Hughes. He has a studio in Hollywood, and I've known him actually when I was playing music in Sacramento quite some time ago, and he's just a phenomenal producer. He's very artist friendly. He believes and trusts in the artist choice, as opposed to kind of disagreeing constantly and going, hey, listen, this is what people need to hear. You know, he's very he's a very beautiful, direct, open line of communication with the artist. And, you know, you just can't, there's no amount of money in the world that will make an artist happier than to have a relationship with a producer quite like Chris. So we're very, very lucky.
And with the album being released, have there been any reactions to it that have surprised you at all or didn't expect?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I had never really been too much into Twitter. But everybody kept kind of pushing me towards it. And so, you know, in getting on Twitter, hearing people's reactions to the record was so amazing and so beautiful. You know, I think you kind of, are you there?
Yes.
I think you kind of, you know, plead and beg for one person to associate with something. I mean, that's always our goal. We as a band to constantly talk about this before every show. We just want to connect with one person. If we can connect with one person, even if there's 2,000 people in the audience or 200, if we do one person, then we've done what we were supposed to do. So when you get reaction, and specifically positive reaction, because there's nothing worse than indifferent. You know, you'd rather somebody hate it completely or love it completely than have somebody go, it's okay. You know, so the reaction on Twitter has been overwhelming, to say the least. So thankfully, it's a direct way to talk to people, and we're able to kind of, you know, shoot back, hey, thank you. And, you know, I really appreciate the fact that you could have an emotional connection to something that we, you know, is our life's blood, so to speak. So,
talk about the genesis of the band. How did this project get started?
Well, the band got together in 2006. I just released I hesitate to use the term solo record, but a record called For Her, and it done really well in Europe, and so I kind of had the, you know, the point of process to go, hey, you know what, maybe we should have a band to surround this music. Since I had such amazing, the producer on For Her was this amazing producer named Arthur Barrow, and we had Vinny Caliuta on drums. We just had some really amazing musicians on the record. So one of the musicians on the record that it sat in was Mike McGraw. He had been playing with another band at the time, but best electric guitarist I know. And so we started playing together, and then we recruited an old friend of mine, Dan Bobin, who's a multi-instrumentalist in the band. Mainly plays bass, but he also does pretty much everything else you can imagine. And then through Arthur, we met Albert Escanaba, who plays drums, who is our heartbeat. So we kind of got together that way, and we had signed to a record label in the UK in 2008. And needless to say, and to save a very interesting story, but did things didn't go all as well as we had planned, as per usual with missing labels. And we got out of the record deal about a year and a half ago, started working on the record immediately, and Hysterical Blindness is certainly a welcome change to that feeling of being kind of repressed. So yeah, I'm trying to speak as, you know, I'm not a big fan of speaking politically correct, but I in this, you know, I probably should. So yeah, so that's kind of where it all kind of came from, and we're so happy with it too, because, you know, we've been a band for quite some time. We actually recorded a record with a guy named Mark Howard, who has worked with, I mean, some of our favorite artists, Tom Waits and U2 and Bob Dylan, and he produced a record of ours that unfortunately hasn't been released yet. But we hadn't been able to release a record as a band due to, you know, obligations of the contractual nature. So it was really, really lovely to be able to release this and kind of show everybody that we're still here and kicking and ready to go further than we have in the past.
And how does songwriting get done in this band? How do you guys go about it?
It's changed. It's metamorphed through the past 5 years. But it used to be strictly that I would bring the songs to the band, and then have them kind of work their magic around it. Mike would write his own licks around it. Dan would write his own lick. I would write his own licks, and then we kind of go from there. As of recent, we've been actually kind of all bringing in songs, which has been really lovely as well. I still probably press the songwriting more than anyone. But they're just so lovely about it, and so such amazing listeners. I think that's something that most artists or most bands don't have, is the ability to truly listen. You know, really, really listen to each other, because I think, you know, you're trying to scream to be heard, and, you know, that's the lovely thing about these bandmates of mine. They're just amazing human beings, because they listen like, you know, they were listening to their favorite artist, and they give you that kind of respect to bring, you know, as many songs in, and different time signatures, and, you know, compound chords, and all this other nonsense, and they're very amazing. So I'm lucky that they have no judgment on my process personally.
And talk a little more about the band. Tell me what it is that each of them brings to the table, personality-wise, that makes this thing work.
Well, that's a good question. Mike is I would have to say is probably the strong and silent type. He's you know, the, like I told you before, the meanest electric guitarist I've ever heard, and someone who doesn't noodle to noodle, doesn't, you know, play licks for riffs. He really you know, adds to the story what needs to be there. Same goes for Dan. You know, Dan can, he can use a drum machine pad like someone uses an organ, and use an organ like someone uses a guitar. And I mean, he thinks of music differently. I suppose much like a Radiohead looks at music, you know, like kind of as far as layering is concerned. So we're very lucky to have him. He's kind of I hope he doesn't take offense to this. But he's kind of the realist in the band, you know. He brings this back home and goes, no, we should try this, we should try this. You know, let's experiment with this sound, and you know, so. And Albert is just our he's phenomenal. He's the heartbeat. And he keeps us all honest, because if he was not there, we would not be. You know, he's one of those musicians. He's kind of like Yoda, I guess.
And let me see.
That's the way I can put it. He's kind of like this Hawaiian Filipino Yoda. He's just so zen, and like I said, earlier about not having any judgment on the music. I mean, this guy has zero judgment. He will find some sort of love in every aspect of every category of every genre of music, and that's what makes him such a beautiful piece to this band. So yeah, those are the four of us.
Visit the band at their official website, www.brianbuckleyband.com. From their CD Hysterical Blindness, here is the Brian Buckley Band once again with Cuckoo.
Thank you.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Egypt Central, and their latest release, White Rabbit. Much like the White Rabbit in Alice in Wonderland, this stunning release grabs you and leads you through a mesmerizing journey. With tracks such as White Rabbit, Ghost Town, and Change, White Rabbit is an exciting listen that will keep you coming back for more. White Rabbit, the new release from Egypt Central, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.egyptcentral.net. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly 2-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music. from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the Brian Buckley Band and their brand new CD, Hysterical Blindness. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Brian Buckley regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And how did music start for you? How did that begin?
I started playing when I was a little kid. I took 1 year of lessons. Didn't like it because my dad was a piano teacher, but he had introduced me to Jimi Hendrix, so it was entirely his fault. But I, wanted to play guitar, and so I took about a year's worth of chords and that sort of thing when I was about 8 or 9. And then kind of set it, let it go, and, I didn't want to read music. I was just so against it, and took another year, or I guess 6 months, from a blues guitar teacher, and kind of, once again, didn't want to learn music, didn't really want to deal with that whole thing. I just wanted to play. And so then in college, I had lost a friend to, or I guess right after college, I lost a friend to suicide. Best buddy of mine for many, many years, so another friend of mine who was mutual friends with the both of us said, look, you got no more excuses. You should quit talking about how people won't care about this music and go for it. And so I did. And so I think whatever excuses I had kind of left with him. So, yeah. So that's kind of where it came from as far as me finding my own voice, which is something that I certainly had never had in the past.
From that point when you found your voice to now, what's been the biggest surprise for you?
Oh, God. Jesus, you're asking really great questions. I would assume probably that people care. That still is mind-blowing to me. The thought that someone can listen and have an emotional reaction or have an experience to your music is the most lovely, incredible, beautiful thing, next to lovemaking, that you could imagine. I mean, artists are very insecure and incredibly self-centered and vulnerable and egomaniacal and all these kind of, traits that are the antithesis of their traits. And they all kind of remain simultaneously in your mind, and when you go up and play for someone, God, it's such a surprise. It's something that I haven't been able to get over, and I hope to God I never will, because the fact that they really care and allow themselves to, it's not your song anymore, it's their song, it's their experience, it's their moment. That's winning the lottery as far as I'm concerned.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this album?
I guess their own experience. And hopefully, I guess hope. I know it sounds sort of...
Yeah, it sounds Obama-esque, I know, but,
It sounds very Obama-esque and very overdramatic, but I suppose that, or faith, I don't know, love, pain, there's a million different things I guess I would want them to feel, but I guess that, I would hope that, that's all I can give you, I don't know what else to say. it's their own experience. It's hard for me to try to superimpose what I would want on them. You know, it's hard.
I see. But from the album, what songs resonate for you the most and why? And I know I'm asking you to pick your favorite kids, but, you know, that's, you know.
That's well put.
I hear it enough.
I'm gonna have to steal that one from you. That's great. You know, God, I don't know. I really am very happy with how Cuckoo turned out. It's the sixth song on the record. It's just about a breakdown, really, and you know, and trying to find your own way out of the rabbit hole. And I'm real happy with how I Am Human turned out. I'm midway through the record. It was very difficult song to finish. We've had various incarnations of the song over the past 5 years, so, you know, we were kind of very delicate with that, and we're concerned that it was never going to turn out the way we wanted it to. So I'm very happy with those, but I'm happy with different songs for different reasons, you know, and in particular, as a whole, you know, being that we have our freedom back, so to speak, you know, the portrait as a whole is really kind of what we're after. You know, it's having a portrait that speaks, you know, you don't look at, you know, Ali and look at just a corner of the painting. You know, you look at the whole thing, or at least I'm assuming he would want you to look at the whole thing. So, you know, that's the same thing for us. We want somebody to hopefully go from song 1 to song 12 and have a particular journey to it, because it's so hard to pick your favorite kid. I mean, that's really difficult. So, yeah.
And I know this one is this question's a little too soon to ask, but what do you see next for the band in terms of a new release or what, or any type of
for the next release?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you ask. I mean, we so much, and I know the band writes as well so much, speaking on their behalf. But I write kind of. I mean, it's silly. You know, we write as a band so much that we have material for probably, I don't know, certainly another record, you know, next month and the month after that and the month after that. But I'm assuming probably in the next calendar year, I would think we want to keep it kind of, heavy-handed with this, you know, now that the chains are kind of unshackled, you know, we can kind of come at it the way we want to. And being that the industry is kind of different now, in that, you know, distribution is kind of in the hands of the musician or the artist, you know, that's pretty beautiful. So you don't have to do what most bands used to do, which is wait 4 years in between releases. As far as I'm concerned, if something's relevant, it's relevant. It should be, you know, brought out as soon as it's ready. You know what I mean? To go, not to belabor the kids metaphor, but, you know, if the kid's ready to pop out, it's ready to pop out. So, you know, that's kind of the way we look at it. In fact, we've already kind of mapped out our next record and want to get going on it as soon as we can. We have a few, we've got some touring to do first, but when we get back in town, you know, we want to get started on it as soon as possible so that those songs can remain as present as humanly possible.
Visit the band at their official website, www.brianbuckleyband.com. From their CD Hysterical Blindness, here is the Brian Buckley Band once more with I Am Human. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Brian Buckley of the Brian Buckley Band and to Shauna O'Donnell of New Ocean Media. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush. Remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Are behind us, but let's not be